Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Yep, the YouTube censors got a hold of us for medical misinformation, pulled down a video, and we got sent to YouTube jail. But we're back. You know, the censorship continues. Well, anything that's against the official narrative of the regime. Now, Russell Brand is the latest high profile to be demonetized on YouTube. Many, many other alternative media sites and people that speak truth to power have been censored over the, especially since the beginning of the pandemic. But even before that, we were being censored as free speech dies in America. But while we were gone, there's a lot to talk about. A lot of things we're working on. Some crazy things. But first, we found out that the sheriff's department is spending $25,000 a year for 3 surveillance cameras, flock cameras, that are license plate readers. Also, while we were gone, Kershaw County Council has managed to fiddle with the budget numbers and provide the sheriff with the pay increases that he had wanted to retain and be competitive with other departments. It works out to about $3,000 per deputy, and it may entail up to a $2,000 bonus, depending on if how much money comes back in from grants. So they spend money in anticipation of getting reimbursement through grants. And from that pile of money, if there's any left, the deputies will be getting up to $2,000 bonuses. So this is how Kershaw County compromised with the sheriff. The sheriff also noted that he'd be back this coming budget year asking for more to be more competitive because, you know, the state gives pay raises because all they have to do is tax me and you. It's not like a business is making a profit and has to watch their margins. So we know that he's going to be coming, and all the other departments, especially the elected officials' departments, are going to be asking for more. And as we said before, we're going to see tax increases, fee increases, whatever they can do to raise more revenue. And the county administrator, Danny Templer, has already warned them that he thinks it's going to be a lean year. In other words, people aren't spending as much money and all, and so they don't expect their tax revenue to be as high next year as it is this year. So look forward to tax increases. On some other things, ladies and gentlemen, there appears to be a major scandal rocking Kershaw County Council and the county administration. We're talking some crazy stuff that we've been digging into involving council people, administration people, deletion of 911 calls in favor of other people, cover-ups, lies, and you're not going to believe what else. So stay tuned. The next Kershaw County Liberty Report will blow your mind. Till then, Jeff Maddox, as always, peace.
a government claims a right, and then their claim is that they derive these rights from the people.
Right.
Well, how can people give a group rights that they don't themselves have?
To steal from each other.
Right. If we can't tax people, like I can't tax you, where exactly does government derive this right from? And once you come to, you realize that the goal ought to be as voluntary a society as possible. Now, how exactly you achieve that, how far you can push that is debatable, but certainly that should be the goal. That if government is providing a service for you, well then why does it need to be provided by force?